Golfing Cabinets. This is Jenna. How may I direct your call?
Hi, good morning, Jenna. This is Jose Romero with Cabinet Hub Directs, and I'm looking for a person that's in charge of the cabinet person. That happened to be you, Jenna?
Wonderful. That is not me, but may I ask, are you guys a cabinet company, manufacturer?
We are a manufacturer, yes. We are a manufacturer based out of Florida, Gibsonton, Florida, in the Tampa area.
Got you. Okay. And so are you guys all wood? Do you guys use any MDF? What kind of material do you use?
Well, all of our shelves, our faces are made with 100% solid maple wood, and our boxes are made with half-inch solid plywood. Our shelvings are at 3/4-inch solid plywood as well. Our drawers are 3/4-inch solid wood, which are dovetail construction on all drawer boxes. All of our cabinets and drawers come standard with the soft-closed doors and soft-closed hinges at no extra charge, of course. Our paint is a Sherwin Williams paint, which is applied with our high-tech painting system. It also does go through a UVL, an ultraviolet light, and it's finished on a kilt oven, which bakes the paint in so there's no cracking and it keeps moisture out, which I'm sure that you're aware that could definitely damage the cabinets. Mm-hmm. We have a turnaround time right now of 5 to 7 days if you're RTA, ready to assemble, or if you want it fully assembled at no extra charge, it can also be delivered within a day or two extra. And that's how.
Yeah, okay.
I can give you some prices if you want.
Yeah, if you can go ahead and send us some prices over to info@golfviewcabinets.com. That would be great, and I can go ahead and see if our manager is available. She might be able to speak to you. She might have some more questions for you.
Sure, absolutely. So if she is, for example, let's say for any reason she asks you if I gave you any prices, if you can pass the message along of the prices that we have right now, we are at 0.36 MSRP, which is 36 cents to the dollar, which let's say just a simple example, a 96-inch pantry in white shaker has an MSRP of $1,212.92. Through the price that we're providing, you will only be paying $436.65. That's a 64% off of the MSRP. Just in case she asks you, if she has any other questions, I can give her any more information that she would like to know.
Got you. So it's a 36 multiplier, and then you're going to be sending some pricing over to info@golfviewcabinets, which is perfect.
Sure.
Let me go ahead and see if she is available and has any more questions for you.
Absolutely. Please.
Of course. And then remind me of the name of your company again.
It's Cabinet Hub Direct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And my name is Jose Romero.
Awesome. Give me one moment, Jose.
Yes, take your time. Don't rush.
Good morning, Veronica. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing all
website pulled up, and I understand that you guys are in Orlando.
We are actually in our warehouses in Gibsonton, Florida, in the Tampa area. But we do deliver anywhere in the United States.
Okay, gotcha. But your corporate office is in Orlando?
Our corporate office is actually based out of Ohio.
Okay, I don't know where she got Orlando from then. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you guys been in business?
Well, we've been in business for years. I believe since 2010.
Okay.
And that's our main warehouse, and we've been
new. Yeah. Are you guys only open to the trade, or are you open to the public too?
We're open to the public as well. You know, so
you
if
are.
You meaning like if you'd like to visit the warehouse, of course you're more than welcome to do that as well.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about sales. Like I have a customer that's looking around, and they're going to find you online and go to your warehouse in Tampa and cut me out. Type of thing.
Well, yeah, you can definitely go through the website and deal with customer service, but to get to let's say an agent like me, it would be me having to call you. It's definitely open to the public through our website, through our customer service links, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's one of the things I don't like. Most of the companies I deal with only sell to the trade and only if you have a showroom.
We do have a showroom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about anybody who's not in the trade, not in the business, can just walk into your warehouse and purchase.
I understand that, absolutely.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Okay.
Yes. I'm sorry, it's the background noise that I have here that's not allowing me to hear you correctly here, but...
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, Jenna said that you sent me some information, and I can take a look at it, take a look at your numbers and see if it makes sense. We rep about 8 companies right now, and so unless you have a color that nobody else has or something like that, it's kind of difficult for us to bring in more. Do you have actually pictures of the colors?
Yes. I can send you in the link in the web email that I'm going to send you. It's going to have a link to our website, which you're going to be able to look at all the colors we have and all the material that we provide and the styles of cabinets that we provide. I can read you the colors. I mean, we have from Aspen White.
Right now. Oh. So do you guys make your own? Where is your facility?
Yes, we manufacture the cabinets here in Florida, which they're fully assembled in Florida, off in the United States. And like I mentioned to your associate there, that all of our faces are made with 100% solid maple wood, and all of our boxes are made with have been solid plywood, and our shelvings are made with 3/4 inch solid plywood shelvings. Our drawers are also at 3/4 inch solid wood dovetail constructions on all drawer boxes. They all come standard with soft closed doors and soft closed hinges, and our paint
and
is a.
Soft closed that you use, are you using Blum or are you using DCTs or Brummer? What hardware are you using?
These are more like European style, ma'am.
Yeah, I know the style. I'm talking about the brand.
I don't know exactly what the brand is, but I know that they are soft closed.
Okay, yeah. So some soft closed work better than others.
Sure.
The Blum is the German-made ones. The DCTs come out of China. I'm not sure where the Branners come from, but they're not much better than the China ones. So that's why I was just trying to get a feel for that, because there's certain ones we don't like.
Well, I understand. Absolutely.
We need to know the answer to that. You say manufactured here. So is your manufacturing facility in Ohio that you're spraying and making these, or are you getting them from overseas?
No, they are manufactured here in the United States, ma'am, in Florida, out of Gibson. Mm-hmm. And our high-tech system is also in Florida. It's all painted there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I don't
so
get
it's not painted until...
that are actually American-made. Most of them are brought in from somewhere else. So, and then you mentioned assembly. So I can order these flat pack though, right?
Yes, absolutely. You can order them flat pack or fully assembled, absolutely. At no extra charge as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The only thing that would affect there would be the delivery time, the turnaround time, which is 5 to 7 days. And now if you want to fully assemble, then it would be an extra day or two for the assembler. Mm-hmm. And of course, if anything is...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And I said, and of course, if anything is damaged or scratched, let's say, in delivery, it can definitely be sent back and delivered right back to you at no extra charge as well.
Okay. I'm looking at your, what do you call it, your catalog online here. I'm looking at the doors and stuff to see if there's anything here. You've got different names on this stuff, but it all pretty much, like West Point Gray. Wait a minute. You said you're based out of Ohio. Were you guys a different company before?
I'm not aware of that. If we were a different company
Brother,
before.
What was it called? Fairfield or Brother something or other, based out of Ohio. Because you've got a color here called West Point Gray, which is the same one that they had.
Well, I'm not aware of the name before, if there was another name before, because I wasn't around in the beginning of the starting of the company. I just I'm recently here, no longer than a year, so I wasn't aware of any other names before Cabinet Health Direct. So I would lie to you if I tell you yes or no. And I'm just being honest.
Yeah, that's okay. I swore I would never do business with that company again. They were not very nice.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyhow, all right, so I've got the catalog here. I'll show this to my husband. He's the one with the 40 years experience in this industry, and he's the one that's going to give me a yay or a nay. Plus, if you send me numbers and I look at them and
okay.
Your numbers are good, then, you know.
I can send you, I'll send you some samples of a blueprint and an estimate that we've done with previous contractors. And
yeah,
it would be easier
fine.
If you have, let's say, for example, a blueprint yourself that you can send me. I can send you an exact quote of what that would be, and you can compare it to what you've had before. And of course, if you're not interested, you know, we could definitely part
right,
ways friends.
Right.
But
It's
if you can do that, I can give you an exact number instead of just a sample, which I'll send a sample anyways. But
Are these considered full overlay or partial overlay? Because it looks like your hickory shaker is a partial overlay.
Well, a hickory shaker, that's one of the colors that we have.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the overlay. Is it a full overlay or a partial overlay?
Well, you can request both, ma'am.
I can what?
You can request a partial or full.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah. So you'd be able to, so let's say, for example, you send me a blueprint or a sample, you'll be contacted by my manager, and and then that information you can request to her, and then she'll give you an exact answer on what she has available for you. Because if I tell you yes right now, once again, I don't want to give you, misinformation.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So... For me to give you, let's say, or even some pictures or anything that you have that you can send me, then we can compare those, and I can send it over to my...
Okay, so I see here on the chart in your catalog, you show both full and partial, but it's only certain colors that are available in full and certain that are available in partial. That's what it is. So you've got two doors that are partial, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 doors that are full overlay. Okay. That's why the pictures look weird.
Mm-hmm. You're able to look at it there. And that link that I was going to send you is exactly the same website you're looking at right now. So I'm glad you're actually looking at it as we speak.
Oh, yeah. No, I gotta see that this is what prompts my questions.
Sure. Well, you sound like a very intelligent person. I can see that you know what you're doing.
Thank you. Well, my husband's been doing this for over 40 years, and I've been working with him for 10. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's a good – that's. I believe they say after 30 years you've become let's say an expert.
Considered an expert. Pretty much. He is pretty much. That's what he's done his whole life.
So he's 10 years ahead of that. That's amazing.
Yep. Okay.
So that makes me even more excited to see if we can work together. You know, because somebody with 40 years experience, I mean, I would love to see if you know. Like he knows the ins and outs and what's good and what's not. Like so that would make us, let's say, that would be good feedback to us by somebody who's been doing it for 40 years, because we deal with some contractors who are doing it 5, 10 years, and that's fine. That's a lot of time. Don't get me wrong, but at 40, That's actually older than what I am. Imagine that. So
yeah.
You guys did a lot of the
the transitional doors that have like the OG design to them, the shaker style door, but you did it all in gray. And most people here in Florida, they want everything white.
White, correct.
Might do an island in espresso or gray or blue or black or something like that. Bristol is outdated. And the Aspen White is a raised panel white, which I can tell you we don't sell much of. Most people do the shaker or they do the ones that have the OG edge to them. But that's the only white. I'm going through here really quick here. There's gray. I mean, everybody's got gray, and it's like the selling feature.
I'm sure there's maybe a way we can get around that. Now, if you want a certain color, we can request. I mean, it's a request. We can't promise it, but it's worth the try to see if it's possible. But once again, that would be a question that my manager would be able to answer with more accuracy. But she will contact you, for example.
You do have a white shaker. It's just a simple shaker. But you don't have, and you have a gray that goes with it, but you don't have a white that goes with, say, like the West Point gray that has that same detail. Because a lot of times people want to do two-tone, or they want to do the island in a different color, but they need the same style door. So it limits you on what we could.
Correct. Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
Absolutely. And then I can't tell from the picture if your shaker is a square shaker or if it has a bevel on it. Do you have any idea? Have you actually seen the doors?
I haven't specifically seen the doors myself because I'm not in the warehouse. I'm actually in the office. So I haven't not seen the doors specifically, but once again, that would be a question that my manager would have for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't you go ahead and at least just send, do you have like a basic pricing for a 10x10 kitchen?
That would have to be, like I said, if you send me a blueprint or maybe any just some pictures or that you have or that you're working on or have worked on.
Send me an email
I can
with just a hello, thanks for talking to me type of thing, and then I'll have your email, and then I can email you back something for you to price for me.
Yes,
okay?
if you can do that, then I'll give you exact numbers, because once again, I don't want to give you this number and then you can receive that number and he's gonna say, well, this guy lied to me, and that's the last thing I want to do to you.
Yep. Okay, no problem. Well, send me just a hello email so I have your email. And then I'll send you something that you can price for me, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. What is your name again?
It's Veronica.
Veronica. Sorry for the background noise, Veronica. I'm sorry that I was kind of hesitating there. It's just I was trying to repeat the question in my head. Mm-hmm. But, Veronica, I do appreciate your time, and I'll be sending you that email as soon as possible here within the next minute or two. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Veronica, you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.